I wasn't stunned by this stat, to be honest.
I am.
I know.
I'm floored by this.
But it's funny, you know, you have sinkholes and you have your little things.
Yeah.
This is actually mine. But anyway, go on and I'll explain why.
All right, this is Victoria, okay? But it's only Victoria because they've done the study.
Yep.
Could be any state. Could be our state.
Yeah.
Probably is our state. But what's come out of Victoria overnight is that the Institute of Forensic Medicine, they've done their bits and pieces and they've come up with this. Last year, so 2018, for the very first time in history, drug detected in impaired drivers who died on Victoria roads overtook alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is 20% of motorists that died on the roads had drugs, methamphetamines, in their system. Mm-hmm. Not just, I'm not talking pot here, I'm talking hard drugs like ice.
Yeah, yes.
And 14% of, you know, that sort of drug slash alcohol related death had only alcohol in their system.
Mm.
So can you, I can't believe you're not floored by that.
Well, no, the reason being, and I have told you before, is I always find it funny when people say, oh, there's a terrorist attack. I'm cancelling my holiday when there's all these sorts of things going on. And I have used this analogy and it does, it's my little weird thing.
Mm.
I drive that car thinking any one of these ones coming toward me could have an ice addict or something in that and swerve into me and I'm gone.
Right.
Yeah, right. And I often think that. That here I am doing 80Ks, look at this four-wheel drive coming at me, we're, what, 2 feet apart,
yeah.
Crossing, it just takes one ice addict, one something under the influence of drugs, and, yeah, so I think it's much more prevalent out there than we give credit for, and it's not in our world, so therefore we don't think about it, but I do think about it.
Well, I think you just hit along on the sentence that most of us will agree with, it's not in our world.
Mm.
And unless it is in your world, you don't really do think about it. I think you're the exception.
Yeah, no, I am. I go by just what I see out there, you know, when you, I mean, it sounds awful, but you do. You see lots of people around various city places, supermarkets and things, and you know they're on ice, you know they're on meth, you know they're on something. And
but this is a huge turning point.
Oh, it's massive.
The fact that methamphetamine inflicted people that died on the roads in Victoria overtook alcohol-related deaths for the very first time last year. So what we want to know from you, we're saying it's not really in our world personally.
No.
Might think about it, but it's not. We're not being affected by it.
No.
Do you have it in your world? And are you brave enough to ring up and tell us about it?
Our number's 49421029. We'd love to talk to you right now.
Have you been addicted to it? Have you tried it? Have you got children that are on it? And you're going through a tough time, but whatever it may be, have you got friends and you're amazed that you found out 2 weeks ago, really, really, he does ice? I didn't know that.
Mm.
You know, because that's how it kind of develops.
Of course.
You're really shocked by a friend that you've known for years and suddenly they go, oh, yeah, no, I'm doing that now, or whatever.
Yep.
But is it a drug that you would be ashamed to tell your friends if your partner or your kids were on ice?
I think so.
Do you think?
I do. I think it's got, that stigma about it. It's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, geez, that's, you know, a bit of a loser or whatever.
Stuff, yeah.
I do think it's got that.
Which is horrible because then people must feel very isolated when they're trying to get help.
Yep.
Absolutely. You're dead right. That's a really good point. It's not one you want to walk in and go, oh, my daughter, my son, my uncle, my brother or friend is an ice addict, because immediately people, you do immediately have a thought of the person outside the supermarket.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. These are functioning addicts, remember.
Yeah.
These are functioning people driving vehicles that are probably going to jobs. That we're unaware of.
Mm.
Our number's 49421029. You can remain anonymous. We'd love to talk to you and we'll take your calls after this with Tenure and Steve here at Newcastle's Triple M.